Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Kirsten Nonato, isang tattoo artist dito sa Melbourne, at ating pag-uusapan kung ano ang nag-inspire sa kanya para tatakan ang mga balat ng maraming tao. Magandang araw, Kirsten!
Hello po! Kamusta po?
Mabuti! Salamat sa panahon mo. Alam kong busy-busy ka.
A little bit.
Una sa lahat, ano ang nag-inspire sa'yo para maging tattoo artist?
I've always wanted to do something art-related. But during high school, I used to do a lot of henna. Alam mo po yung henna?
Yes.
I did a lot of henna on myself. I would rock up to class with like half a sleeve of henna done that I did myself, like, just through the mirror or something. And since then, I've had like some offers just from random people saying like, oh, you know, my friend has a studio, maybe you can come check it out. They need apprentices. But I never really went kasi I was just in high school, you know. But I started off doing that, you know, when people just approached me saying like, I can do something in that field.
Pero kung hindi ka nagkakamali, nagtapos ka ng universidad.
When I finished high school, I went to animation. But I started studying animation.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pursue tattooing because I didn't think I had it in me, really. Also, I didn't have any like opportunities to do it, and I thought I needed to go to uni first before pursuing a job, you know.
So animation, pagtatattoo, so mahilig kang maggumuhit o magdraw.
Apo, very much so. Ever since I was young.
Pagtapos mo nga, nung nakapagtapos ka na, ay nagkaroon ka ng opportunity para maging apprentice sa isang tattoo parlor.
Halfway through my course, well, I got the opportunity to work at a tattoo studio that my mom actually knew about kasi po, they were her client. So at the time, they were looking for apprentices, and it was my mom who said, oh, you know, come along to a meeting, see how it goes. And yeah, it went well.
Gaano kahalaga na sinuportahan ka ng mommy mo?
Oh, very important. She's always been supportive no matter, you know, doing whatever I want to do, as long as I work hard for it, you know. She was great help, of course. Like, she was the reason I got the opportunity to work there.
Kunya ka nagkakamali, close to 2 years ka na dun sa tattoo studio.
I've been working with 3 years of experience now.
Sabi ng marami, ang tattoo industry ay dinodominate ng kalalakihan. So, meron ka bang mga na-experience na discrimination or prejudice against you because of your gender?
Not really, to be honest. There would only be like a handful of clients spot na ganun, but I think that comes with the head artist being a male, you know? Because that was their client, and it was given to that client was given to me because my boss would be too busy or something. Those are the only times I'd get that, but it's actually pretty rare nowadays. But in my studio,
anong ginagawa mo pag meron kang natatanggap na ganong vibe?
I would try to reassure them of my work. I would show them pictures, I'd show them my profile, to really reinstate but na. I have the skills and I have the expertise to do whatever they want.
Are there girls as well or women?
Oh, yeah. In my studio at the moment, we have two female artists.
So 3 female artists in one studio. How does that work?
The way we work is that either clients will specifically ask for an artist in our studio, or our bosses would be the ones who manage our booking. So whenever a client would come in and talk to them, they would delegate who's the best artist for the, you know, the title that they want, the design that they want, because each person has a design that's completely different. So they usually decide, you know, oh, this person's better at realism, this person's better at color. That's usually the case, unless the client specifically asks for an artist.
So for every artist, meron siyang specialization, as they would call it.
Most of the time, yeah.
What are you good at or best at?
I like to be overall, but I would say in my studio, they would get me to do more realism work.
Any realism work?
So if you have a photograph, you know, true to life, I can replicate that. You know, like portraits or like animals, realistic, you know, in a realistic sense. Because you can have like a cartoon animal, you could have an animal shaded in like a minimal way or just line work. But so realism is like true to life.
What was the hardest one that you had to make in all of your 3 years?
There's a lot of different ways of it being hard. For example, I think one of the hardest realism work that I've done is like gladiators, you know, like something with a lot of armor, different material,
wow.
different, you know. But in another sense, because I also do mandala, a lot of mandala work is like straight lines or complete circles. So, you know, imagine how hard it is to draw a circle or just draw a straight line.
Paano mo binibuild yung trust and yung relationship mo dun sa client mo?
I'd always talk to them, small talk. So from the very start of our interaction, you know, I'd make sure that I'd ask about their, you know, the design, obviously, and make sure that they get what they want. And on top of that, I'd ask, you know, how the day was, you know, what they do for work. I try to build like that rapport because it makes me feel comfortable with the client and makes the client feel comfortable and trust me. And with that, it makes for better work.
So anong ginagawa mo para manatiling steady yung kamay mo?
I just practice. To be honest, like my hands naturally, they're shaky. So when I started apprenticing, parang like I was worried. But you know, with practice, it just came down to, you know, being able to do straight lines over time because you need that confidence and that practice for it to really show.
Tinatungo na ba yung sarili mo?
Not yet, but I will one day.
Ano naman ang advice mo o advice na mabibigay mo sa mga taong nag-iisip na magpatato? Meron bang age limit? Meron bang dapat gawin bago magpatato or mag-consult sa artist?
I mean, a consult is always a good idea po. Kasi at least, you know, because tattoos are such case-by-case scenarios, you know, everyone wants a different design, wants it in a different part of their body. It's best to speak to an artist about it. And, you know, we never really mind. You come in and, like, talk about it. We want you to know what you're getting into, really. Because each part of the body has, like, you know, it's more painful. Or some parts, parang, like, the ink is prone to falling out, you know. So I'd say best to talk to an artist about it.
Meron ka bang advice sa mga nag-iisip na maging tattoo artist din?
I'd say best thing is to, you know, keep up with your drawing, with your designs. Make sure to have it all parang like in a portfolio. But it's good to show a studio what you can do and what you've done already, your style. A portfolio would be amazing to have to bring to a studio.
Nag-book na ba ang mommy mo para sa'yo ng session?
Hindi pa po. She doesn't know what she wants yet.
Thank you very much, Kirsten Anato.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.